here's a story from The World.
The sports world is still processing the news. Japanese tennis superstar Naomi Osaka's decision last night in Paris to withdraw from the French Open. Entering the tournament, the 23-year-old said she would opt out of press conferences to protect her mental health. When tournament organizers pushed back, the star walked away. As the world's Bianca Hillier reports, Osaka's decision has sparked a new conversation among athletes.
When Osaka announced her plans to skip post-match interviews, players from a variety of sports and nationalities hailed her courage to speak up. But not everyone said they'd make the same call. Spain's Rafael Nadal was among those who said speaking to the media is part of the job.
I understand her, but on the other hand, for me, without the press, without the people who normally are writing the news and the achievements that we are having around the world, probably we will not be the athletes that we are today, and we will not be that popular.
Professional athletes, including Osaka, are contractually obligated to speak to members of the press. But as she promised, Osaka skipped the post-game press conference after winning Sunday's first-round match.
Naomi Osaka lets her racket do the talking and wins her Paris opener.
The move brought her a $15,000 fine and a threat from the four Grand Slam tournaments. They said if she kept it up, she'd face bigger fines and possibly be kicked off the court altogether. Osaka didn't wait for them to make the call.
Naomi Osaka just announced that she has withdrawn from Roland Garros this year.
Osaka said on social media that she has suffered long bouts of depression since the U.S. Open in 2018, when the crowd booed her for defeating fan favorite Serena Williams.
Good evening, everyone, and we welcome you to the trophy celebration of the United States Open.
Williams stood up for Osaka in that moment.
Congratulations, Naomi! No more booing!
And continued to support her this week.
I feel for Naomi. I feel like I wish I could give her a hug because I know what it's like. Like I said, I've been in those positions.
In her statement, Osaka said she never wanted to be a distraction from the tournament.
Osaka writes that she is going to take some time away from the court and she wants to talk with tour officials about ways to make things better for players, for press, and for fans as well.
The Women's Tennis Association, or WTA, said it would welcome dialogue with Naomi to discuss possible approaches regarding mental health concerns. French Tennis Federation President Gilles Moreton spoke to the press after Osaka's announcement.
We are sorry and sad for Naomi Osaka. We wish her the best and the quickest possible recovery. And we look forward to having Naomi in our tournament next year.
Moreton continued to say that all of the Grand Slams are committed to improving athletes' experiences in their tournaments, including with the media. Neither the WTA nor the Federation replied to my request for comment on how they will do so. But Daria Abramovic has a few ideas.
I think that there is a lot to do in terms of education.
Abramovic is a sports psychologist. She's at the French Open right now to support 20-year-old Polish pro Iga Świątek. Most athletes don't travel with a mental health specialist, but she believes more of them should. Abramovic says, as a leading figure in tennis, Osaka's withdrawal could be a game changer in terms of prioritizing mental health.
An athlete is, first of all, a human being.
Former NFL player Chris Cluey agrees.
As an athlete, you're kind of considered to be this almost like Roman gladiator, right? Where you're in this arena and it's like anything goes because you're there for entertainment. But that's not the world. Like, once you step away from whatever playing surface it is you play on, you're a human being just like everyone else.
Cluey thinks there should be a cooling off period between the end of play and press conferences to allow athletes to compose themselves after hours of work and pressure. He also pointed out that if an athlete was physically injured, no one would question skipping post-game interviews.
But if I, as an NFL player, went out there and had a really bad day and my mental processes were not in the same spot as they were before, everyone would be like, oh, you need to tough it out. But the thing is, like, your brain is just as much a part of your body as your knee or your hamstring or your ribs.
Former pro basketball player Rod Benson says mental health was not talked about when he competed in the U.S. and South Korea.
Literally never. This is why Naomi's blowing up, because this is a new conversation.
A new conversation. And, he says, a unique moment to redefine what greatness in sports is.
If our old conception is winning the most makes you the greatest, our new conception should be like winning, but winning in all aspects of life, winning for yourself, I think will be the new definition of what greatness is.
Benson applauds top-ranking Osaka for initiating this global conversation, for staying true to herself, and for hopefully helping other athletes to do the same. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.